I'm sorry. I know it's a major talking point. Once the game got into extra innings, it no longer became the open or the story of the game necessarily, but I freaking hated it. I'm sorry. I hated it. It made me sick to my stomach. I'm not kidding. When Gunnar Henderson came around to score and then Giancarlo hits the three-run home run that puts them down and that runs the difference, I am sick to my stomach. Because I don't know what you guys think happened last night, and I don't know what you think was accomplished last night. And if you think this is a soft take, then whatever. I don't know what to tell you. Other than I was athlete of the year in my high school. I'm just kidding. If you think this is a soft take, then it's a soft take. Judge is the best hitter in baseball. It is common knowledge. You do not have to be as baseball savvy as I am or as Fliegelman is. You don't have to know the game in and out. All you have to do is listen to David Cohen every once in a while on the broadcast. Anytime he's asked, how would you get this guy out? Up and in, down and away. That has been baseball for 100 years. Up and in, down and away. Judge is the best hitter in all of baseball. They're going to pitch him in. Plain and simple. One got away. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't a retaliation for Juan Soto's bad base running and running into Westberg, the third baseman, and knocking him out of the game. It was a starting pitcher who was off all night, and the Yankees continued to get walked. I mean, the Orioles walked the Yankees crazy. How many walks? Was it nine walks in this game last night? It was a starting pitcher who isn't very good, despite having a nice start to his year in Suarez, where he's trying to make sure he doesn't leave an inside pitch over the plate to Judge and hit him in the hand. And if Judge didn't get hurt, nobody would give a damn. If Judge just brushed it off and went to first base, Verdugo wouldn't care. You wouldn't care. The Yankees wouldn't care. He got hit in the hand, and he got hurt, so it changed things. Fine. Fine. And if he was pissed, fine. I get it. If Judge was annoyed, I don't understand why, other than just the natural reaction of being angry when you're hurt. But what did that retaliation do? Like, what do you think that did to the Orioles? Because ultimately, it's about protecting your guys, right? Like, that's what we say. It's protecting your guys. It's making sure they understand that they can't come inside with impunity. I saw Henderson get hit in the fat of the arm, be slightly perturbed, walk to first base, and then come around to score the fifth run of the game that, in the moment, was the difference in the game heading into the ninth inning. That game could have been tied heading into the ninth inning. The Yankees, you could make the case, might have won that game last night if they did not hit Henderson. You can make that case. And for those of you tough guys who think you had to go out there and do it, for those of you who think, I don't care, then you deemed retaliation more important than the victory. And that is preposterous. And it makes zero sense to me. Zero. And what do you think comes of it? Do you think suddenly the Baltimore Orioles, now that Henderson took one in the arm, is going to change how they pitch Aaron Judge? Do you think they're going to say at the meeting, well, listen, guys, as we go over the meeting for the series, you know, typically, we usually like to pitch Aaron Judge inside. We feel like that's the best way to get him out, but we don't want, you know, Rushman to get hit in the arm. So we're just going to throw fastballs on the outside corner and just hope he doesn't hit it over the short porch and right. And we'll just go with that then. What do you think was accomplished? It's so overblown when there's intention. If Judge hit a home run or Soto hits a three-run home run and then Judge gets one in the ribs, that's nonsense, that's BS, and that deserves retaliation. A one-off pitch when in the six games they've played so far, the Yankees have hit more batters than the Orioles have. When one gets away, that is not a reason to put on Henderson in front of the middle of the order and give up an extra run. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I don't like giving base runners in the most important game of the year. I know all of you how you felt. You hit me up on the game was important. This thing sucks. This thing sucks. What's the problem with this? How they oh, they can't beat good teams. Well, if you're going to have a problem and go nuts about losing this game, you can't get on your high horse and tell me for purposes of retaliation, I've got to put a runner on base. It makes no sense. And I tweeted out a bunch of videos earlier in the day, and it just makes me laugh because nobody was saying Mookie Betts and the Dodgers had to retaliate against the Kansas City Royals. I watched two guys get hit. We saw Ke'Bryan Hayes get hit for Pittsburgh in a divisional game, and people's like, that's not the same thing. It's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. It's a divisional game against two opponents who are within a half a game of each other in the National League wild card. I saw Arenado get hit by a pitch in the arm and go down and scream in pain and kick and scream and kick and cry on the ground against a divisional opponent that they are a game back of or a game within each other of the National League wild card. It's a divisional opponent battling for a playoff spot. Tell me how it's different. Tell me how it's different because you're a Yankee fan and that's Aaron Judge. That's how it's different. That's how it's different. I don't hear anybody screaming that the Pirates had to retaliate. I don't hear anybody screaming that the Cardinals had to retaliate. It's a pitch that got away. They played four games in Baltimore. This wasn't an issue. And I'm just, thank God they tied that game in the ninth, because I would have been furious if they lost 5-4 and that Stanton home run didn't tie the game because we had to hit Henderson, because you just had to do it. Otherwise, you couldn't respect yourself in the morning. Well, how we feel now in the morning that they lost the game? Seems like people aren't too happy about it. It's ridiculous. There's a time and a place. People want to harken back to the 98 team and watching Benitez absolutely drill Tino in the back after the Yankees scored a ton of runs on him. That was clear cut. On purpose, middle of the back with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. This was a pitch that slightly got too much inside and hit Judge on the hand. And I'm pissed about it. And I saw my season flash before my eyes, too. But I want to win these games. And if you felt like the retaliation was more important than the victory, shame on you.